ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Particle Lesson 4. Take your Japanese questions to new heights with Particles Ka and No.
ようこそ、JapanesePod101.com の女子のレッスンへ。
Hello everyone, and welcome to the Particle Lesson Series at JapanesePod101.com. 私は JapanesePod101.com のジェシーです。I'm Jessie from JapanesePod101.com.
こんにちは、皆さん。JapanesePod101.com のナオミです。Hi everyone!Now I'm here.
Particles are called 助詞 in Japanese. In this series, you'll learn the very basic usage of 助詞 with a beginner level dialogue.
In a previous lesson, you learned the particle の. In this lesson, we'll look at the particle か and の when used in questions.
The conversation is between two colleagues, right?
そうです。Akira さんと Keiko さんです。
The conversation is between Akira and Keiko.
二人は同僚です。
Where does this conversation take place?
職場です。
At work. Basic and premium members, in the lesson notes, we have a more detailed explanation about the usage of particles that you'll learn in this lesson.
There are many examples and practice questions.
They're perfect for reviewing and checking what you'll learn in this lesson. Let's listen to the conversation.
けいこさんはお子さんがいますか？
はい、4歳の男の子がいます。
本当ですか？うちの子も4歳。あ、今週の日曜日時間がありますか？バーベキューをしませんか？
はい、ぜひ。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
けいこさんはお子さんがいますか？
はい、4歳の男の子がいます。
本当ですか？うちの子も4歳。あ、今週の日曜日時間がありますか？バーベキューをしませんか？
はい、ぜひ。
今度は英語が入ります。
けいこさんはお子さんがいますか？
Do you have any kids, Keiko?
はい、4歳の男の子がいます。
Yes, I have a 4-year-old son.
本当ですか？うちの子も4歳。
Oh, really? My child is also 4.
あ、今週の日曜日、時間がありますか?
Oh, do you have any time on Sunday this week?
バーベキューをしませんか?
Would you like to have a barbecue?
はい、ぜひ。
Yes, definitely.
ジェシーさんは、
はい、
バーベキューしますか?
そうですね、たまにします。
あ、
I occasionallyhave a barbecue with my friends or something like that.
肉を焼きますか?
はい。Usually something like hamburgers or hot dogs.
いいですね。
はい。
私は時々魚を焼きます。
Oh, at a barbecue?
そうそうそう。
Oh, so you make fish.
そう。
はい。
美味しいです。
In this lesson, you'll learn two sentence ending particles used in questions. You'll also learn another usage of the particle が, which you were introduced to in lesson two.Naomi-sensei,
はい。
Which particle are we going to start with?
How about question marking particle, か?
Okay, sounds good. The particle か attaches to the end of a sentence and turns that sentence into a question. Unlike question sentences in English, when a statement becomes a question in Japanese, the word order stays the same. The best way to illustrate this is with an example. How do you say Ken is Japanese?
Ken は日本人です。
So to ask, is Ken Japanese? All you have to do is add かat the end of the sentence.
Right. Ken wa 日本人ですか? You have to use the rising intonation at ka, though.
Right. In English, you have to change the word order. Ken is Japanese to is Ken Japanese? But in Japanese, you don't have to do that. Just add ka to the sentence. Let's do one more example. How do you say Ken can speak Japanese?
Ken wa 日本語ができます。
And to ask, can Ken speak Japanese?
Ken wa 日本語ができますか?
Now, those sentences that we just gave were all formal sentences. How about informal sentences?
It's the same. You just add ka at the end of the sentence. For example, Kumi wa 英語がわかる。
Kumi understands English.
Becomes Kumi wa 英語がわかるか?
Does Kumi understand English?
But you have to be careful for na adjective and noun sentences.
Right. For na adjective and noun sentences, you use the copula da at the end of the sentence, right?
はい。
Such as
電車は便利だ。
Trains are convenient. But when you turn this sentence into a question, you have to drop the copula da and add ka.
So 電車は便利だ becomes 電車は便利か?
Can we have a sample of a noun sentence?
それは本当だ。
It is true.
Becomes それは本当か?
Is it true? Because this sentence ending particle か changes an affirmative sentence into a question, it's often called the question marking particle.
When this question marker か is attached to a negative sentence, it forms a negative question. Do we have to explain what negative question is?
Yes, I think we should. A negative question is often used to make a suggestion or an invitation. Like, do you want to see a movie tomorrow? Or do you want to take a break?
Right. 映画を見ます is
to see a movie.
映画を見ません is
not see a movie.
And if you add か to it, that would be 映画を見ませんか?
Literally, this would mean, won't you see a movie? But in Japanese, it acts as an invitation. Do you want to see a movie?
はい。
Or why don't we go see a movie? Okay. What's the other sentence-ending particle that's used in questions?
の.
And you may remember this particle. Previously, you learned the usage of this particle where it appears between two nouns. And in this lesson, you'll learn how to use の when it appears at the end of a sentence.
The sentence-ending particle の indicates a colloquial question.
When の is attached to the end of an informal sentence, the sentence turns into a question. The intonation rises at の. For example,
Kumi wa 英語ができる。
Kumi understands English.
Becomes, Kumi wa 英語ができるの?
Does Kumi understand English? But, Naomi-sensei,
はい。
We just learned that you can attach the particle ka to the end of an informal sentence to make it a question. For example, Kumi wa 英語ができるか?
Good point. Even though it's grammatically correct sentence, I'd say informal sentence plus ka sounds a bit rough if you use it for regular question. To me, no sounds much softer and nicer.
I see. So you recommend that we use Kumi wa 英語ができるの? Rather than Kumi wa 英語ができるか?
そうですね。It really depends on how you want to sound, but basically, そうですね。Yes.
And for な adjective and noun sentences, you also have to be careful of something, right?
はい、そうです。Right. You have to change the copula だ to なの? For example,電車は便利だ。
Trains are convenient.
Becomes, 電車は便利なの?
Are trains convenient?
それは本当だ。
It's true.
Becomes, それは本当なの?
Is it true? So, the sentence ending particles か and の turn the sentence into a question. Basically, you add か to formal and informal sentences, and you add の to informal sentences.Okay, the last particle we'll be looking at in this lesson is
が.
As you learned in lesson 2, the particle が marks the object for verbs of ability. In this lesson, you'll learn the usage of が that indicates existence.
Okay, first of all, let us introduce two verbs that express existence. ある and いる.
They both mean to be or to have, but ある is used for inanimate objects, whereas いる is used for animate objects.
The people or items that exist are marked by particle が. For example, 私は時間がある.
I have time.
私は子供がいる.
I have a child. Now, here I translated ある and いる as to have, but they can be translated as there is or there are, right?
そうですね、right. トイレが ありますか?
Is there a restroom?
警察がいます。
There is a policeman. So to recap, the particle が marks the object for verbs of ability and it indicates existence.
So that's right. I think it'd be a good idea to remember that が is used with いるand ある.
Right, I agree. Mm. Okay, then let's take a look at a sentence from the dialogue.
Keiko-san wa oko-san ga imasu ka?
Do you have any kids, Keiko? And if you want to say this sentence casually but nicely, how would you say it?
Keiko-san wa oko-san ga iru no?
Imasu became iru, which is the dictionary form of imasu. And then no was added instead of ka.
So desu, right.
In this lesson, you learn the two sentence ending particles ka and no. They're both used in questions. Now let's recap this lesson with a quiz. 時間があります means I have time. So how would you say do you have time in formal Japanese? The answer is
時間がありますか?
Do you have time? Now since あります is the must form, this sentence is quite polite, isn't it? How would you ask the same question more casually and friendly?
The hint is the dictionary form of arimasu is aru.
Okay, and the answer is?
時間があるの?
Of course, you could also say 時間があるか? But 時間があるの sounds softer, right?
はい。
Okay, well that's all for this lesson. In the Learning Center, you can review the particles that you learned in this lesson.
はい。問題は私が作りました。
Naomi-sensei made those questions for you.
Hi.
So please go to the Learning Center to check out the questions and let her know what you think of them.
よろしくお願いします。I'll be waiting for your comments.
See you next time.
じゃあまた。
恵子さんはお子さんがいますか?
はい。4歳の男の子がいます。
本当ですか?うちの子も4歳。今週の日曜日、時間がありますか?バーベキューをしませんか?
はい、ぜひ。